Glory to God. Praise God. The word that God has given us tonight is use your God-given power. That's right. Use your God-given power. God has given us power. Amen. The word in St. John 1 through 11 through 12, it says, he came, meaning Jesus, he came to his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, my God, that's a bless right there, as many as people received him, to them he gave power to become the sons of God. Praise God. Receive him, and he's given us power to become the sons of God. And then it goes on to say, even to them that believe on his name. There is power in believing on the name of Jesus. That's power when we just exercise our faith and says, Lord, I believe, and I believe on your name. But is this a thing? Receive Jesus. And we know we have this God-given power, but we first need to know who we are, what we have. And when we understand who we are and to whom we belong, we can be successful. Amen. So he says, as many. You mean many? Many, many, meaning as whoever would come, whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Whosoever would receive him, say, yes, Lord, I receive you, Jesus. I receive you in my life. Amen. Be my Lord and Master. So he's saying, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. Even to them that believe on his name. God gave his son. The son gave his life. And this is no greater gift that we could ever receive is the Son of God, knowing that God gives us power. Use your God-given power. We're going to talk about that a little bit more. See, we must know in whom we believe. Believe that Jesus is the Son of God. Believe that he is the Son of the living God. Believe that Jesus, he is the Christ, the Son of the living God. And we know who we are in Christ. He says, right now, are we the sons of God? See, God, through his shed blood of Jesus, gave us authority to become the sons and daughters of God. Amen. That's right. He's given us authority. But what are we doing with the authority? What are we doing with the Holy Spirit that dwells on the inside of us? Are we just allowing the Holy Spirit to flow through us freely? Or are we bound up? Are we just scratching our head and pulling our hair out when trouble comes and disappointment comes in our life? What are we doing? The word tonight is use your God-given power. I didn't say man's power. I said God-given power. When God gives you power, you got power over the power of the enemy. You got power over the things, whatever is trying to take control of your mind. We have power to resist the enemy. The Bible says, and the enemy will flee from us. But we must know in whom we believe, and we must use what God has given us. Say amen to that. See, in Romans 8:16, it says, the Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And then it goes on to say, and if we are children of God, then we are heirs, and we are heirs of God. And then we're fellow heirs or joint heirs with Jesus Christ, provided we suffer with him in order that we may also be glorified with him. So this makes it very plain. Paul is saying, look, the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, is bearing a witness. Yes, God has made us to be sons, sonship. We have sonship. We're walking around with this authority. Hallelujah. And because we are the sons of God, we become heirs of God and then joint heirs of Jesus Christ. So why are we so fretful? Why are we walking beneath our privilege? We just simply need to use the power of God, hallelujah, that's residing on the inside. As Christians or as believers, we are in the royal family of God. Now, in the natural royalty, the children in the royal family, they don't want for anything. Everything is handed to them on a silver platter. Everything is, they're able to just walk on the red carpet. Okay, yes, we're going to go through trials. We will go through tribulation. But God gives us power to overcome every single obstacle. Say amen to that. Hallelujah. So, as believers, we are adopted into the royal family of God. We are baptized with the power of the Holy Spirit. And you tell me, why can't we stand on the authority of God's holy word? Why is that? That we don't have to be defeated. Why are we walking around complaining and mumbling and grumbling and crying and defeated, saying, woe is me. Nobody cares about me. You see, if we listen to what the enemy is saying, he's on his job all the time, but if we listen to that, we would be defeated. But we don't have to listen. We just got to know, say, no, devil, I know who I am. I know in whom I believe. I am the son. I am a sons of God. I am a daughter of the King. Hallelujah. And when you walk in the authority of the Word of God, and when you begin to use God's Word, then you can live in victory every single time. Amen, amen. Say amen to that. Use your God-given power. See, being a Christian, it does not exempt us from life's problems. Oh, yeah, we have trouble, trouble in the home, trouble in the school, trouble on the job, marital problems, stubborn, disobedient children. You know, I can't even understand. What do you mean when he says, oh, I can't do anything with them. I can't control my children. The devil is a liar. Yes, you can. What happened to the power that you got on the inside? See, the Bible says that if we pray and we fast, he says some of them are so stubborn, so hard-headed, we have to know that the scripture says that this kind comes out only by fasting and praying. If you need to pray, pray for them. If you need to use the rod, use the rod. Use it correctly. The Bible tells us if we spare the rod, we're going to spoil the child. But we can do what we have to do in the name of Jesus. No, there's no way that you're going to raise a children that you're going to be afraid of. That's a no, I can't control them. Somebody's not using the authority that God has given. Somebody is not using the God-given power to take control and power over all the power of the enemy. Yes, amen, amen. There are times we may feel like giving up. But let me tell you, giving up is not an option, not at all. See, Christ declared, in the world, you shall have tribulation. Yes, we're going to be tried. But he told us, be of good cheer. He says, I have overcome the world. He didn't tell us to lay there and wallow it and say, woe is me, and worry about different things. But he told us, be of good cheer. Be glad about it because God, Christ, overcame. You and I can overcome. Amen, somebody. We can walk in the light as he's in the light. We will continue to have fellowship one with the other. Always remember that greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And see, Jesus, he even used the word, him being the incarnated word in the flesh. But when the enemy attacks you, when the enemy came to attack him, he attacked him at his lowest, weakest point after he had been fasting 40 days and 40 nights in the wilderness. Come on now. Listen, if Jesus had to use the word to fight the enemy, to defeat him, what is that saying to you and I? You got to have that word. You got to know that you have the power of God on the inside. You got to know that you could take authority, over all the works of the enemy, because that's what the word says. Hallelujah. And as believers, God has given us this divine power to overcome. We can overcome. Amen. Because that's what the scripture tells us. You and I, we are more than conquerors. More than conquerors. Hallelujah. Through Jesus Christ. We can do all things through Christ who gives us strength. Key word is through Jesus Christ who gives us strength. Amen. Hallelujah. So God gives us this divine holy power, and it's for a reason. Glory to God. And just know, while you're going through, while we're going through different trials, tribulations, and all kinds of things that sort of like obstacles that are thrown in our way, hallelujah, and challenges, health challenges, financial challenges, just know that God is faithful. You say that. Say God is faithful. Oh, yeah, yeah, yes. And he will not let you be tempted beyond your ability, but with the temptation, he will also provide a way and escape for us to be able to bear it. God is faithful to honor his word. Hallelujah. When God says, I will supply all of your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus, guess what? He means just that. When God says, I am the Lord thy God who healeth thee, glory to God, we can stand on that promise. Hallelujah. We can use that God-given power. Hallelujah. When the enemy speak to us that you're going down for the last time, the devil is a liar. You look to the hills from which cometh your help, all of our help. It comes from the Lord. Say amen to that. So you know that God is faithful. Luke 10 and 19 says, Jesus told his disciples this. He says, behold, look, I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. Hallelujah. That's saying to you, is there anything too hard for God to do? I'm asking that question. Is there anything too hard for God to do? When he said, I've given you power over all, not some of it, just a portion of it, but he says, all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. We have this God-given authority to trample over serpents and scorpions. And see, it might not be the snakes and scorpions as you think of it in the natural, but you know what? The enemy, he's wicked and he's cunning and he's sharp and slick as a snake and everything. You know, you heard the expression of a snake in the grass. Even people that smile in your face, but they really are snakes. Then things, he says, I've given you power and authority over that. You can pray and rebuke that enemy in the name of Jesus. We still have the victory. Glory to God. You can keep the victory. Praise God. We have the authority to ask the Father anything in the name of Jesus. And the scripture says, and he will do it. Acts 1 and 8 says, but you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And you shall be witness unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. So it's saying we have that power. Hallelujah. The day of Pentecost, when they were up in the upper room, the power of the Holy Ghost came. Hallelujah. And it's more than people just speaking in tongues. There is power. Use that God-given power to walk in victory. Use your God-given power to take authority over the enemy. Listen, don't be deceived. Everyone has an enemy, or the enemy is trying to, that's been assigned to you to defeat you. But you don't have to worry about that, because the power of God that resides on the inside, we can take authority based on what? On the word of God. Because, see, the word is quick, and the word is powerful, and the word is sharper than any two-edged sword. And it's one thing the devil can't stand is the word. word. And when Jesus was given the enemy, when he was telling the devil, and it is written, the devil had to back off. He couldn't stand it. So that's why we got to have that word. We got to be equipped with the word. We got to guard our mind with that word of God. Hallelujah. In order to have the same mind like Jesus had, we got to have equipped ourselves. The word says, guard yourself with that word so that you can stand. And the word of God is sharp. It's powerful. And it's going to help see us through. So guard your anointing. How do you do that? You guard the anointing that God has given us. You guard that God-given power by praying in the Holy Spirit, by Bible study, reading the Word of God and searching the Scriptures, by walking in the Spirit. Because the Bible says as we walk in the Spirit, we will not fulfill the lusts of the flesh walking in the Spirit. See, there's a process. It's a formula here. Pray. Study the Word of God. Walk in the Spirit. And then the Word says keep your mind. You do it. You keep your mind stayed on the Lord. Hallelujah. And if you keep your mind stayed on the Lord, then He will keep us in perfect peace and walking in obedience to His word. Glory to God. What you talking about, Lady B? I'm talking about use your God-given power. Yes, right. You have the power. You have the power to walk in victory. You have the power to be successful based on the word of God, based on His promises. You have the power to be successful and not be defeated. You have the power to be able to have the things that you ask for. Ask the Father anything in my name, He says, and then I will do it. You have that God-given power to speak victory over your life's adversity. Speak victory. Speak things that are going to continue to help you to stay free. Hallelujah. Don't speak defeat. Don't speak that, well, I didn't make it the first time. I guess I will never make it. No. Speak positive. Speak what the word says. See, life and death are in the power of the tongue. You can speak blessings over yourself or you can speak cursing. So why not speaking the word of God? Speak with authority. Speak with authority. Speak the word of God over your life. And you know, when you're guarding this God-given power, this Holy Spirit, that means you can't expose yourself and open yourself up to any and everybody. And let me tell you something. The Bible tells us, come out from among them and touch not the unclean thing, saith the Lord. You can't have this power, the Holy Ghost power, and in all kinds of company. But you be careful how you choose your company, whom you walk with, because it's kind of like the old saying, you'll be just like who you walk, who you hang with. My God, make sure you're hanging with seasoned people. Even though the people, your family, they may not be saved, and you know, that doesn't mean to isolate yourself from them, but I'm saying that you just need to guard what you have, and when God may allow you to speak a word, even to a family member, maybe to a co-worker, maybe to friends or whatever, through you, that God-given power that God has within you, may be able to speak deliverance to somebody. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. So we can pray, Father, in the name of Jesus. I take authority. I take authority over whatever is not like you. I take authority. I command the enemy to take your hands off my children. I command that I will be blessed and I will not be defeated in the name of Jesus. The Bible tells us, enter into your secret closet. Yes. Using your God-given power, keeping your God-given power. Enter into that. When you enter into your secret closet, the Father, tell the Father what's on your heart. The Father hears in secret, but He will reward you openly. Hallelujah. Praise God. Learn how to pray the word. Pray the word of God. When you're praying, pray what thus saith the Lord. Hallelujah. You'll be victorious every time. Pray that word. fast and pray, as the Word of God tells us to do, that we may have strength to stand. Put on the whole armor of God. Glory to God. Don't leave anything uncovered. Don't leave your head uncovered. Don't leave your feet uncovered. Guard your chest. Guard it. Put on the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness. Hallelujah. Have your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Above all, taking the shield of faith. Hallelujah, which is the word of God. Amen. And then let patience have her perfect work. That's right, that you may be perfect, the scripture says, and entire and wanting nothing. What you mean, Lady D? Let patience. Wait on God. You've prayed. You thank God for the answer. You believe you receive. Then just wait on God. It says, let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect. Mm-hmm. And that you may be entire. That means fulfilled. And then you're wanting nothing. You know you have to be walking in the grace of God, in the peace of God. Hallelujah. Wanting nothing, waiting on God. So in closing, remember that you are an overcomer as you use your God-given power. You're an overcomer with every temptation, knowing that God will make a way to escape. Remember that you are more than a conqueror. When you use that God-given power that He has given us, hallelujah, that you can believe God and stand on the promises of God, knowing that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Remember that Christ in you is the hope of glory. Use your God-given power. Amen. That's the word for tonight. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. And I hope that you received that. I know I did. I have. Glory to God. Using what God has already given us. What a gift. First, God gave His Son. The Son gave His life. And then He shed His blood that you and I can walk in victory, that we could be called the sons and daughters of God. We know who you are in God, then walk in that authority. Amen. We're going to be praying tonight. There's several people that we're going to be praying for, along with every one of you that on this prayer line, every single one. I may not know everyone that's on. Sometimes I don't know until I hang up and I actually look at the roll, see how many people have called. But just know that you're included in this prayer. Praise God. We're praying for Trustee Terry Reed, who's recuperating from this open heart surgery. We're praying you've come this far by faith, leaning and depending on the Lord. We're praying for Deacon Walter and Deaconess Mary Brown's strength. Hallelujah. Healing strength. Hallelujah. Praise God. Deacon Robert and Deaconess Shirley Cooper, we're praying for you continuously. Praise God. We're holding up our sister Gertrude Allen. We're praying for her. Praying for our mother, Dolores Liggins, our church mom. We're praying for her. God knows whatever the need is, God is able. Hallelujah. We're praying. I'm praying for all three of my children tonight, my brother Michael and LaShawn and the children. Praying for Trustee Curtis Bolden and Alexis Bolden and family. Praise God, both sides of the family, we're praying. Praying for my daughter, Nikki, and we're also praying for Mike Doyle and their families. And praise God, we believe in God. We're standing on the promises of God. We're not going to give up, hallelujah, but we're standing on those promises. We're praying for Sister Tara Cunningham. Praise God, and we continue to hold up our Sister Margaret Royal in prayer. Continue to hold on. Hallelujah. Sister Tracy Avery Brown, we continue to pray for you as well. Praise God. We include our deacon, Douglas Brown. I know how he believes, God. We are holding you up and continue, and we're joining forces with you, trusting in God, standing on the word of God. Brother Cleo Brown, praying for him tonight. Hallelujah. Mother Virginia Monroe, continue to pray for you, that God is everywhere. He's right where you are. Hallelujah. As she's convalescing, but God is there. But Sister Helen Miller, we're praying for you. Sister Betty Ann Davis and family, praying for you that God will continue to heal you, that he will help you to endure hardship, even as a good soldier, just knowing that God is on your side. He'll give you the victory. Also, I'm praying for our Pastor Helen Townsend. She lives in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, just knowing that we are praying and God is in the midst. Amen. Praying for little Kiana. Praise God. I knew she had problems of being sick. Hallelujah. But you know, God is able to deliver. He is the Lord thy God who healeth. Hallelujah. Not only that, we're praying for the families of those three UVA students that were killed, needlessly killed. I can only imagine what those families are going through. We're praying for them, that God comfort them, that God give them the strength, though, that God would set them free. We're even praying, my God, for the killer. He needs to be saved. He needs to be delivered. The Bible tells us, pray for our enemies. We still got to pray. Hallelujah. Pray for the people in Ukraine. We're praying for them, that God will provide for them, and the winter time is coming, and that God will make a way for them. My God, listen, we're sitting in our warm houses, but God, there are people that don't even have the heat, don't have electricity, don't have the necessities that they have. We're praying for our country, my Lord. We're praying that God will just have his way. We need a move of God in our country, not only from politically down, but all over. We need a move of God in the world. Hallelujah. And it's the people of God that we pray. It's my people who are called by my name. If we will humble ourselves, we would pray and turn from our wicked ways and seek his face. He said, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin, and then I will heal the land. We're praying for our church family, that God will bless them, that God will just move in our midst, move upon the hearts of those that don't even come to church, to seem like they're falling off on the just wherever, but we just hold them up. Oh, no, they're not going. God loves us, and he loves everyone, not only for our church family, for all the churches we pray for, the leaders. We pray for the members. We pray for them. We have to pray one for another, as the scripture says, and hold each other up in prayer. Hallelujah. See, man looks on the outward appearance, but God looks directly at the heart. So we have to pray for our leaders. Hallelujah. We pray that God will wake up the authority, wake up that God-given a power, that God will wake up that power of the anointing that gives them their vision they need to lead the people. Amen, amen, amen. Father, we praise you. We glorify you, God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for your goodness. God, we just thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your loving kindness, God. We thank you, Lord, because we can call on you at any time, that you are faithful. Hallelujah. You neither sleep, neither do you slumber, God. You know, God, when we sit down, you know when we get up, we know when we go out and when we turn in, God. God, we just want to thank you tonight. Father, your scripture says we don't always know how to pray, what we need to pray for, but I'm asking in the name of Jesus. Allow the Holy Spirit, that God-given power that's on the inside of me. Pray through me, Holy Ghost. Pray through me this tonight. Pray through me tonight to touch every one of these people that we have called on this list. God, I pray. I pray for those that are on this phone tonight, that you will just save them, God. You will move in their families, God. Save their unsaved loved ones, God. Reach out, God, and touch, God. Lord, let your love and your mercy prevail. We need your mercy. Each one of these names, I call tonight. Have your way, God. Let them know, God, that you love them, that you are with them, that you never leave them, you never forsake them, God. Make ways tonight, God. There are many that I don't know by name, but you know them. You know each one by name, God. Hallelujah. And thank you, God. We thank you in advance, God, that the people are being healed, even as I pray tonight, that the people that need deliverance, they're delivered from alcohol, they're delivered from drug addiction, they're delivered from having bad nerves, they're delivered, God, from all kinds of pain, and all the tricks of the enemy. We are praying for deliverance tonight, God. Send your word and heal, God. Send your word, God, in the mental institutions, in the places of confinement, in the prisons, God, in the schoolhouses, in the universities, God, all over, God, we need you to send your word, God. Lord, let there be a move of you, God. Move, God, in our homes, God. Move in our towns, God. Move even in our neighborhoods, God. Have your way, God. Even when the people of God walk out, let your light shine through them, God, that somebody may see their good works, and then they glorify you, Father, which is in heaven. Father, teach us how to use our God-given authority in the name of Jesus. Father, teach us, God, how to pray in the Spirit, God, how to walk in the Spirit, how to take authority over every demon that's and everything that's not like you, God. Teach us, God, how to pray like we should, God. Teach us, Lord, how to love one another. Increase that love, God. God, we've got to love one another, God, as your word has said, God. Hallelujah. That we would be there for each other, God. That we would strengthen one another, God. That we would just uplift each other in the word of God. Hallelujah. Not just say in lip service that I love you, but God, help us to go that extra step, God, and put love into action tonight, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, those, God, that have certain needs in their life, God, financial needs, God, meet every need, that they will have more than enough. Help them, God, as the scripture says, God, that they will be perfect and entire and wanting nothing. Help us, God, show us how to put on that whole armor of God, that we'll be able to stand and fight against the fiery darts of the enemy, God. Hallelujah. Help us to know that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world, God. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord, how you're blessing my children. Thank you how you make ways for them. You open doors, not only my children, everybody's child, God. That, God, that you will make a way for them. Healing, God. Deliverance, God. Peace, God. In the name of Jesus, we can walk in victory because you said that we are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So we stand on your faithfulness, God. We stand right there. We are waiting, God. We expect to be blessed. We expect to receive. We have received you. We believe on your name, God. That's why you've made us the sons of God. Hallelujah. We bless you tonight. And we magnify your name. Glory, glory to God. We praise you. We thank you, Lord, for the world leaders. God, that you would give us people after your own heart, God. Oh, my God, hallelujah, even in the church, God, give us leaders that will preach your word in its simplicity, but preach your word under the power of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Help us to recognize what time it is. It's later than we think, God. We're living in the last of the last days, God. Help us to walk softly before you. Help us to walk reverently before you, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, that we thank you, God, for the blessings that you have bestowed upon us. Thank you for what we already have. Thank you for the food in our refrigerator. Thank you for the houses that we live in, the roof over our head, clothes on our back. God, we thank you that all of our needs are met. We call it by faith. We thank you, Lord. Even, God, as we approach this Thanksgiving and Christmas season, God, Lord, let us know that you you, Jesus, you are truly the reason for the season. And God, we thank you with thankful hearts, God. Hallelujah, that our families are still together. Thank you, God. Help us to learn the importance of family tonight. We love our family, God, and we thank you for them, God. I pray, God, for those that will be traveling over the highways, God, to be with their families, God, that you'll give them safe travel, Lord God. I pray for my sister Denise and Rodney and all those that are coming, and Shanae, all of them, and the other families that are coming together to join each other. God, I pray for them. Cover them with the blood of Jesus. Have your way tonight, God. We look into you. You are the author. You're the finisher of our faith. And Father, we thank you, and we ask all these blessings. We ask it in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, for the healing, for those that need healing, that you would give them the strength to endure. God, we thank you that you would ease the pain tonight. Thank you, Lord, that we are free tonight. Because he that the Son sets free, we are free indeed. We ask all these blessings. In Jesus' name, glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise to God. Praise God along with me tonight. Hallelujah. We praise God. Hallelujah. We praise him tonight. We thank you for the God-given authority tonight. We praise you, God, with the authority you have given us. Hallelujah. Tonight we praise you, Lord. While we have a chance, we give your name praises and glory and honor. It belongs to you, Lord. We use that power. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, God. We praise you tonight, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We praise you, God. We glory in your name, God. Hallelujah. You're worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy to be praised. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. So I want to thank everyone who has called into the Dream Team prayer line tonight. I love you. Thank you. Pastor loves you. And just keep us in your prayers, and we'll continue to pray for you. And praise God. If God say the same, we look forward to seeing you all on Sunday. Meanwhile, let's keep continuing to praise God. Yeah. All right. Good night.
Thank you.
So worthy. So worthy.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Nobody like you. Nobody like you. Thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you for your grace and your mercy.
You're not out, it was the door. No, you opened the door. You know where the pot is. You know where that little cut thing is that you like.